Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Mem Dalet. Mem Dalet, we are on Mem Gimel Amid Beis by Itmar, about two-thirds of the way down, as we continue issues relating to Muksa. Itmar says the Gemara, Mace Hamuta Bachama, Mem Gimel Amid Beis. A mace that's Muta Bachama, as we spoke about this back on daf Lamed when Dovin HaMelech died. You have a mace that's Muta Bachama, a corpse that is sitting in the sun and you want to move it. The problem is, a corpse is Muksa on Shabbos, right? It has no use. So Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Hofcho Mimita Lamita. You're not allowed to touch it, to hold it directly, but you could go from bed to bed. You have it on a bed, so you kind of position and roll the mace over onto the other bed, and you keep moving it over and over again. Mimita lamita. Rav Chanina bar Shalmiya mishbe derava amar no. Meniach alav kikar otinok umetaltalo. Seems to be a more simple solution. You could put a kikar otinok, a cookie or a child on top of the mace, umetaltalo, and in that way be metal to the mace. We mentioned that this is only allowed by a mace. We don't allow this by any other type of muksa. Just put a kikar otinok on top of it. Because chazal were meko. When it comes to a mace, in order to move, remember, all of vinyani muksa are durabanan. So therefore, we have to make sure to take it seriously. But again, chazal, dafka, had this element, this kula, when it comes to a mace. There is, we never spoke about this, so we should mention it now. We've been talking about the muksa for a couple of days. There is an important Rambam. The Rambam discusses at the end of Perek Chav Dalet in Hilchos Shabbos, why the Rabbanan created muksa. Says the Rambam, Asru Chachamim letaltel miksas dvarim b'Shabbos kiderach shehu osa b'chol. Chachamim did not allow you to move certain items like you could then during the week. Umepnei man nagu b'isr zeh, why? So there are three reasons and different reasons apply to the different types of muksas. We know there are 10 types of muksas about. So there are different reasons. The Rama gives 3. Amru, Uma'im his hiru nevi'im, vitzivu shelo yehi luchach b'shabes ki hiluchach b'chol. If the nevi'im said that your hiluch should be different, velo sichas ha'shabes ki sichas ha'chol, and your conversation should be different. Shenemar v'daber davar, kal v'chomer shelo yehi tiltu b'shabes ki tiltu b'chol. Right, so if you're walking should be different, if you're talking should be different, so your movement should be different. What you move, k'dei shelo yeh k'yom chol be'inav. So it's not like a weekday. V'yavol lag v'yavol l'takein kelim yipino lapino mibayis labayis. You might come to move things from here to there. Ola hatznia avanim shayu batel v'yoshe beveso v'yavaki shavashi yisasek v'avanimsa shelo shavas u'batel hatam shenemar batorah l'ma'an yanuach. Day number one, the Rambam says, because you have to have some difference between Shabbos and weekday. And if you're allowed to just do the same, be involved in the same things that you could have during the week, it might not be clear that this is Shabbos. Remember, in a time before electricity, so if you have a Yoshvei Kronos, if somebody sits on the corner, doesn't do much all day, so it could be that it doesn't violate any melacha during the week either. So what's going to be the difference between Shabbos and a weekday? So therefore, Chazal instituted certain items that you're not allowed to move. That is the laws of Muksa. And then the Rambam interestingly adds at the end, Ubatel hatam shene'emar batorah l'man yanuach. What do you mean, shene'emar batorah? Then it's a Durabanan. Muksa is the world of Durabanans. What do you mean, shene'emar batorah? So the answer could be, some achronim say, Rav Soloveitchik, I think, pointed this out, that sometimes you have chiyuv d'orises that are chiyuv d'rabanans that are chiyuv d'orises. Like the Rambam says in Hilchos Avel, all the mitzvahs ben adam achavero of kruas mesim and hachras azarchim and levoyas archim, all of those are mitzvahs d'rabanan, but they are a fulfillment, a chiyuv of ahathorecha kamocha. So it could be here too. All the details of muksa, obviously, are d'rabanan. But if I fulfill muksa, then I am differentiating between Shabbos and weekday, and in that way, it will be a kiyum of the mitzvah of l'man yanuach. Anyway, that's number one. Then the Rambam says, "Va'od kishe yivaker v'yitalto kelim shemalachton le'iser." If I'm moving kelim all over, malachton le'iser included, after she is asking ben ma'ad v'yavol de malacha. Number two is certain types of muksa, which you might do malacha. Va'od that's number one was that I should have my action should be different on Shabbos. My hiluch is different, my dibur is different, my tiltu should be different. And that would be a kim of aman yanuach to make my day different. Number two, it's kind of a syug, so I don't come to malacha. The ode, and then number three, is similar to number one. Mipnei shemiksas amein bali umnis. Like I already gave this example, the Rambam really gives it for number three. Many bali umnis don't do anything the whole week, and if it was mutter for them to be involved in all of their regular objects, nimsa, it will come out that there won't be a shvisa nikeres. That's the lashon of the Rambam. There has to be a shvisa nikeres on Shabbos, clear demarcation, not just for the person himself. That was more number one. But this is for the outsider. That's why a shvisa nikeres. Lefichach shis shvisa midvarim elu, he shvisa hashave bechol adam. That is what the Rambam says. The Ravid doesn't feel the Rambam has enough reasons. He gives a fourth reason. Maybe the of Hotsa'a, Asru Tiltal, related to the Isser of Hotsa'a. These are all background in terms of why Chazal created Muksa. But getting back to our discussion, because it's all Durabatan related, Chazal built in a heter by a mace, which is known as the heter of Kikar Otinok. So we have a machlokas here, what to do with a mace. Do you go Hofcho, Mimita, Lamita, or do I put a Kikar Otinok on top? We'll talk more about these machlokas in a minute. But first, Rav Tosfos discusses. Let's discuss why is it you're allowed, at least according to one opinion, to go from mita lamita because you don't want to touch the muksa, but isn't this corpse on the bed, doesn't that create a busis l'davar ha'asur? The bed should be asur now. It's a busis. So isn't that a problem? Forget the mace, but the bed, we've had a couple of times already. We're going to have it in the Gemara. That's in the fourth parak. Busis l'davar ha'asur. So why do you allow to move the bed either? So Tosfos says, if you look on the top of the next Amud, Tosfos says on the fourth line, V'chol davar shedaito litlo b'shabes v'lo hinicho kol ha'shabes afilu meinia chashiv kishocheach. Ki ahiyan, he gives a couple of examples. The rule of buses is only if something is placed there. Here the mace died on there. So it's not like you placed it there and you need kavana lahaniach. Here you didn't have kavana lahaniach. The mace just died, so this could be considered shocheach. Can be considered as if you forgot something there. That does not create a busis. Number one. Number two was a very important yisod from the Baal Hamor. The Baal Hamor, this is later on. This is the Baal Hamor on Daf Mem Zayin Amid Beis in the Daf Ha'arif, back in the, later on in the 17th parak, which is the other parak about Muksa, in this Mesechta. Baal Hamor says, busis, you don't always look at what's on top, what's on bottom. We're going to get to this in the fourth parak. What happens if you have a pot that you insulate and you insulate it with muksa items on top of it? So is the pot a busis to the muksa items that you warm with? We're going to see there, Tosfos and other Rishonim, no. Because what is servicing what? The covering, the insulation is serving the pot. And so what, that the pot is underneath physically, but that's not what determines buses. Buses means what is servicing. If you have something that's servicing a muksa item, and it's underneath, so then it's a buses davar ha'asur. But just physically something underneath doesn't mean that it's a buses. So by the pot case, why isn't the pot, the Rishon HaMeas, why isn't the pot a buses to the muksa insulating material on top of it? The answer is because the insulating material is serving the pot and not vice versa. That's what is discussed by the Rishonim in the beginning of the fourth parak, as we'll see. But similarly, says the Baal Hamor here, by the case of the mace, is the, let's see, he says, V'chein mace al gabi amita, ein amita nasis basis l'davar ha'asur, shem mace b'shabes hari nasis mi ba'ere basis l'davar ha'mutur, v'afilu mace me'asmo, ein amita tzricha l'mace, v'chol atmo yin tzricha l'atil al gabi karka. What, the bed is servicing the dead body? You'd rather have the dead body on the floor. That's the minhag, putting it on the floor. You don't want it. It's not servicing it. It's physically holding it up now, but it's not specifically meant to service it, to act as a container of it. It just so happened that the person died on this bed, but it's not that it's really being mishamish. So that's an important yisod. When it comes to buses, it's not just what's physically under, but it is what is servicing. So you have Tosfos's answer, and the Baal Hamor's answer. So, get back to the machlokas. Mesmut v'chama, we just explained the first opinion, hof chumimita lamita, and then we said putting on kikar otinok. Just one other ha'ara related to the heter of kikar otinok. We didn't mention this before on Daf Lamed where this came up, but it's right here. The Tosfos Rid right here notes, when we say kikar otinok, why dafka kikar otinok? Why don't we just say anything? Why don't you put a cup on there? Why don't you put a book on there? Why dafka kikar otinok? Kashuli, ileka kikar otinok, yasim olav talis o shum kli? Could you put anything on there? Umayishto kikar otinok, mikila muchanim. Why dafka do we say a cookie or a baby? Says the Tosfos Rid, it's bedafka. Why? The yesh lomar, dafka kikar otinok, deleka lemeimar shehenik barin imo. A kikar otinok are obviously not butel to the mace, they're not being buried with the mace. A cookie, food, not going to bury food with the mace, it's matashchis. So a food or a baby, obviously, is not going to be buried with a mace, and therefore, that's what you're supposed to use. Aval shar kelim lo. But by other kelim, no. Why? Shema yomru ki heinik barinimo. maybe we will say that they're buried with him. Vehemasurin bahana ubatiltol kameis atzmo. If you have something on the mace, then there's like Mara sign, people are going to think, oh, that's not an extra thing that you put on there to make it muchan, able to move. No, that's being buried with the mace. If you put a shirt on there, if you put anything, oh, this is his favorite mug. We're going to bury him with the mug. No. So people might think that. So therefore, says Ritosus Reed, that's why you dafka use a kikar or a tinok. And then he quotes the Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin about the halacha of once somebody touches a mace, what has to be buried with the mace, anything that is commonly buried with the mace, but a kikar or tinok obviously are muchach, she'enik barinimo. This is the sheet of the Tosas Rid, so it's dafka kikar o tinok. If you look in the sheet of Laran here, sheet of Laran argues. He says, hey, chadika, kikar o tinok, kuliyam alo pliki, ki pliki v'chulu v'chulu, delav dafka, dolo sagya delaka kikar o tinok o kli. Right, it's anything. You don't have to use kikar tinok, but that is an interesting Tosas Rid where he specifies that it's dafka a kikar o tinok. Okay, we continue. So yemeis muta bachama. So first day is moving mimita lamita. Second day is kikar o tinok. So now the Gemara explains the machlokas. Heicha diika kikar o tinok. Kuli amalo pligi deshari. Everybody agrees that if you have a kikar o tinok, so then you're allowed to put that on and move it. Ki pligi delesle. The question is, if you don't have a kikar o tinok, can you do this other type of moving without touching the corpse directly and just rolling him over from bed to bed? Mar savar tiltul min hatzad shmei tiltul. Umar savar lo shmei tiltul. One says, indirect movement of the mace. Tiltul min hatzad, but you don't touch the mace directly. Shmei tiltul. That is considered tiltul, and therefore you're not allowed to do that. Umar savar lo shmei tiltul, and therefore one is allowed to do it. So that's the machlokas here. Machlokas is about tiltul min hatzad. A couple of other ha'aris on this issue. The Mordechai, I forgot to mention the Mordechai. The Mordechai mentions, what if the mace is wearing clothing? The Mordechai says right here in Shin Yud Beis, if he's wearing clothing, you don't need kikar o tinok, because you have clothing on the mace. And clothing, the clothing isn't muksa. So therefore, it is we only need kikar o tinok when the mace is naked. Says the Beis Yosef, what? The clothing is batel. Clothing is batel to the person. Clothing doesn't help. The Beis Yosef's problem in Simin Shin Yud Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Mordechai. Yesh visha omer, shal hutzrichu kikar otinok elo lemeis arum. Avalam hupik suso, ein sor kikar otinok. If he's in clothes, no, you don't, because you have clothes there. Says the Beis Yosef, no. The Magen Avraham here quotes the Beis Yosef. Var Beis Yosef kodav, leish litchos, taksus batol agave hameis. Vechav kasav vishodigi borim. Right? It's it's batel. And therefore, even if clothing is on, you still need the kikar o tinok. And then he quotes an interesting question from the Shla. The Shla, HaKadosh, Hiksha al Zeh. Remember, we have the case on Daf Lamed, Davan HaMelech, in the middle of learning. He goes up on a ladder, and what happens? He sees, right, he gets distracted, he stops learning, he dies, and then he dies. Mistama, says the Shla, he was wearing clothing when he learned. And now Shlomo HaMelech sends the question to the Beis Medrash, what do I do? Mistam, his father's wearing clothing. And yet it was still asur l'taltel. In lo'ayde kikar o tinok. So Shlomo says, it's Mefurish Gemara against the Mordechai. Mefurish Gemara. The Gemara told David HaMelech right after he was learning. He was obviously wearing clothes. And you still need the hefter of the kikar o tinok. So not only misvara, like the Beis Yosef's kasha, that the ksus is batel, but the Shlomo says it's the Gemara. The Gemara David HaMelech was learning. Says the Magen Avraham now, he says, I could defend at least the Gemara. Vishamati in both questions. Number one, I could get out of the Gemara, I could get out of the Svara. Number one, Vishamati, de big de David hayu muksin, de asur l'chaladam l'lavshan, de sarfin ala malachim. Regular clothing, fine. You could say that, okay, it's not muksa, if you want to say. And that's what the Mordechai meant. David, it's not a kasha, why? Because those were big de melech. Big de melech, that's asur ba'anah to a hedyot. So that's why David HaMelech, doesn't matter if he was clothed. It's as if he was naked. But aval shar begadim shel meis la'muksanim, but other begadim are not muksa. They're not off limits for people. So therefore, it would be good enough. That gets out of the Gemara. What about the Beis Yosef's kasha? Aren't begadim batel? Says the Magen Avraham, that's only by a regular person. His begadim are batel. Let's say when he walks outside, hotza, because he wants those begadim on. But by a meis, says the Magen Avraham, we're going to remove them to put on tachrichim. So therefore, it's not batel, because it's sofo to take them off. So all that is in Shin Yud Aleph, in the Magen Avraham, Sif Tezayin, the Beis Yosef, the Shla, his comments on both of those questions, and Halacha L'maisa. Good, so that is the Magen Avraham. Let's continue. Lema Ketanoi. So let's say this issue is a machlokas tanon. Which issue? Of tiltum and atzad. By the way, just if you want to look it up, a makar, at the end of the Shmir Shabbos, Chelek Aleph, there is one page where there's a ha'ara nechutza, there's a ha'ara from Rav Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman's quoted on every page in the Shmir Shabbos in the footnotes. But there's one ha'ara that Rav Shlomo Zalman has, a page long, and it's all about tiltum and atzad. Go look it up. Ha'ara b'inyan tiltum and atzad, all about the different types of tiltum and atzad. In terms of touching it indirectly with one's body, not touching it at all with one's body, just rolling it from bed to bed. That's the discussion of Totem and Atzad. Okay, there's an important ritva here, but let's continue a little bit first. Lema kitanoi, let's say this issue of Totem and Atzad is a machlokas tanoi, ein matzilin sameis mepriat leika. The Brisa says, the Tosefta says, you can't save a mace from a burning building. Am Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish, shamati, shematzilin sameis mepriat leika. Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish, maybe it's Reish Lakish's brother, right? Says, no, you can. Matzilin is a mesa beyat leika. You're allowed to. Say, Chitabi, what's this machlokas about? You're allowed to, you're not allowed to. E diika kikarotino, if there's a kikarotinok around, so my time of the Tanakama, why would you say, usser? Just put the kikarotinok on, and that's it. E deleka, and if there's no kikarotinok, my time of Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish. So why does Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish allow you? You're allowed to save it, do it directly? You're allowed to take out the mace without a kikarotinok? So elalav, what must be the issue? But tiltum and atzad pligi. The marsaver tiltum and atzad shmei tiltul. The marsaver lo shmei tiltul. The machlokas is about tiltum and atzad, whether we say shmei tiltul or not. Tosis here discusses this big Tosis discusses the psak. What do we say regarding tiltum and atzad or lota or not? So Tosis is chilek lamaisa is that as long as it's letzarech davar hamutter, then tiltum and atzad is okay. Lo shmei toto, but letzarech hadavar ha'aser, then tiltum and atzad could be a problem. That's Tosfos has a suggestion. Another we should discuss it also. What the psak is lamaisa. Either way, but the Gemara get back to our Gemara. So isn't this machlokas tanam about tiltum and atzad? So Gemara says no. Lo lekulei amal tiltum and atzad shmei toto. Really, it is toto. It is toto. The Hainu time of the Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish, but why does Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish allow you to take it to do tiltum and atzad in this case? Because a person is very bahul, he's very worried, he's very concerned about his mace. Elo Sharislav, you don't let a person take out his mace with tiltum and atzad from this building, burning fire, us the kabuya, he's just going to put out the fire. A person wants to bury his relative, and therefore, if you don't let him, in this circumstance, do at least tiltum and atzad, so he's just going to put out the fire. And therefore, we will better allow the Isser D'Rabbanan of Tiltum and Atzad because of the worry that he might violate the Isser D'Oraisa of Kibui. The Isser D'Oraisa of Kibui. Am Rabbi Yehuda ben Shilo, Am Rabbi Asi, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish ben Mace. We paskin by Mace, Tiltum and Atzad would be mutter because of this chshash. Good. Two or three points. Number one, a very important ritva. The Ritva says, 1 minute. Don't we remember from the Gemara in Brachis, Daf Yutasim Abeis, Chafam and Aleph, that you're allowed to violate Isurei Derabanan for Kavod Abrios? We went through the whole thing, Kavod Abrios. Okay, the Gemara ended off, Sheval Tase, Kumbase. Okay, you have to know how to read the end of that Gemara. But ask the Ritva, Vim Tomar, Umay Kushya, what's the problem here? Dil Mashari, Mishum Gadol Kavod Abrios, Shadoch Alav Delo Sasur. Right, what's the whole issue with that? Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish, oh, what's he doing? Is no heter? Kavod Abrios! So why isn't it allowed? So says the Ritva, v'yesh lomar d'shayni hasam. No, when do we say you're allowed to violate? If there's no other choice, mamish. But here there's a choice. Here there's a choice. You could have gotten a kikirotinuk if you would have pushed yourself, if you would have been toreach. You're right, at the end of the day, when push comes to shove, mishum kavod abrios, we would allow it. But if there's a choice, like getting a kikirotinuk, even if it's with tircha, or tiltum and atzad possibly, so that's where we wouldn't allow it. The shiny awesome. De lo efshar be kikirotinuk. De inu gufayu asur lahavirim da'al amas makarmulis. Aval hacha ha efshar be kikirotinuk. Aidea tchak mihas lapirish atosus. That's answer number one. The Ritva says, because you have a choice here. The Meiri has a different opinion right here. He says, no, Kavod Abrios is only Kavod Abrios of people who are alive. That's what we say. But here, what are we talking about? Before the mace is Masriach, right? So why are we doing it? It doesn't stink here. We're doing it to protect the mace. There's no Kavod Abrios. There's something called Kavod Abrios. But that's not going to allow you to violate it. This is the Rabbanon. V'yesh betartzim. Shalom nomar kavod abrias elo l'kavod achayim. Kol shahameis masriach v'achayim mizbazin bo mutter. If the mace, the corpse is smelling and the chayim are fine to putrid and disgusting, that's where we would allow it. But lohuta miyakodim sheisriach v'lo midivrei ha'omer shein dochem lo zazei el kavod lachayim shreis meis mitzvah ein sham kavod lachayim el shkol shein masriach ein ba'amidas ozilzol achashino roi likfura. Very nice. Me'iri that only kavod abrias is only by a live person and not by somebody who is dead. Not by a corpse. Good. Finishing up. Going back now to the next Amud. Tosfos is Mechalik. Interesting. Tosfos Dibur Maskil Mitoch. Tosfos notes, what does the Gemara here say? Because we're worried you might come to put out the fire, so we allow you. We allow you to do Totem Aratzad. As Tosfos, that's a problem. Because the Gemara later on in Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, we say just the opposite. If we allow you to take out a certain amount of items from your burning house, you might come to put it out. But there's the opposite. There, if we allow you to do something, you might come to put it out. Here, if we don't allow you to do something, ask Tosfos, what's the difference of the opposite svaris? The Yafagav says Tosfos, Degabi mamon amrinan ifcha. By money, we say the opposite. Isharis la'ase l'kebuye, hainu mishum she'en mitstara mamono kamal meso. There's a different type of tsar. By money, it's not an issue of a person is going to really violate, we think, a daraisa. We're not choshed Jews to do that. But we are choshed that if they get involved in their money, they'll forget it Shabbos. They'll forget. Mitoch she'etor lahatzil, yishkach shayom Shabbos, v'yovel l'chabas b'shoging. And you'll cut to be mechabe, not on purpose, but b'shoging. And that's why we say nothing is allowed, and therefore we're protecting. Aval al-meso, but here it's the opposite. A person is so mitzar, if they don't get to bury their relative, forget it, they're going to put out the fire. Al-meso mitzar b'yoser, v'ylo sharis lay, so it's a more, if it's a deeper chashash, it's a deeper pain. And therefore, Chazal, even though on the surface you might say, oh, asi l'chabuye, both cases. No, Chazal knew the psychology and the psyche of a person. They went to the depths of our minds. And they knew when it comes to a mace, it's one direction. And when it comes to money, it's the other direction. If you look in the Chashuke Chemet here, he talks about a couple of tragic cases. Two cases specifically. First of all, he talks about, what about, is one allowed to, we have the heter of kikar atinuk when it comes to a mace. Do we have the heter of kikar atinuk when it comes to a limb? When it comes to a limb, Rahman al-Islan, let's say there's a terrorist attack, he talks about, and piguim no raim, asher nek to evarim and akdoshim, hem galalim no mar heter zeh. Do you have the heter of aver? So he doesn't answer the question, really. He just asks it. He says, mashma from the Gemara. The Gemara talks all about it. Mace, shalim, it's mashma. But that's not 100% raya. He says, the post can discuss whether there is a chiyav of kvura when it comes to an aver. That's a big discussion. Whether there's a minna, we try to get every little piece. We discussed that, I think, in the past. But that is part A. Part B of the shayla is interesting. It's just a related issue. Not exactly our topic. But he has a shayla. Maisa be nifteres. There was a woman who was brought from America, Meretzot HaBrit, covered Meretz Yisrael, lelo ragleha. Rachman al-Islan, her legs had to be amputated for whatever illness. So she came to Eretz Yisrael to be buried. She was buried. And then a few weeks later, her legs came. This was the shayla he was asked. Are you allowed to open the kever in order to put her legs in? Shalom an shechever kadisha, imutur luftoach es kivro l'haklas betoach es ragleha. So they asked Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov Fisher, and he said mutter. The harikayim alone, because we paskin, you're allowed to open the kever to bring up, you're allowed to move somebody to open a kever to bring up the kever avos. So the legs to the body is that's the av of the legs. That's the family of the legs. Bavada gufa adam nechshav avosav shel raglayim. Number one. And then he says, and even if you want to say it in Evan Yisrael, in his sefer, he says, even if you want to say vavshi ish lachalik, even if you want to be machalik and say, no, but it mace the kever avosav, that's good for the mace himself. He says, but here, what, it's good for the legs? Wait, do you embarrass the body for the legs? So says, no. He says, no. The whole body has menucha. Once the whole body is there, Jeb Emes Zeo Nachas Ruach Laguf Sheyesh Etzlo Kol Ramach Ivarav. Right, there's a special Menuchas HaNefesh. Once the entire guf is there. Number one. Number two, there's another case. Rachman al-Islan, again, tragic cases. There was a case on Shabbos, again, Shela Maisa Shahaya. There was a certain type of large animal that attacked a person on Shabbos. And the question is, before this animal runs away, are you allowed to kill the animal on Shabbos in order to get what's inside the animal, Rachman al-Islan, in order to bury the person? He says, Maisha Shahaya, Rachman al-Islan, we should only talk about these cases in the base Medrash. Shuva, he said, Adavar Barer. He says, you're not allowed to violate any Yisuri Daraisis to bury somebody. It's not allowed. You know, as much as we want to emotionally, we're not going to violate our rises. What do we allow in the Gemara? Tiltum Matzad. That's what we allowed. Of muksa, of a derabanan, but to violate a daraisa, he says you can't. He says sure, to drive somewhere to go make sure somebody's buried, you can't do that on Shabbos, right? To save kvaris that are being destroyed, you can't be violate Shabbos. The question is here: it's a malacha shenis v'chal gufa. You're not killing the tanin in order to kill it. You're not killing this large animal to kill the animal. You're killing it to save the parts inside of it. So, are you allowed to violate? We mentioned yesterday, a malacha shein esmicha legufa, which is a chomer isid rabbanon in this case. So at the end of the day, he says, do it b'shinui or al yidei goy. I'll give you that. The matzino deitiru shvus rabbanon mishin kavod abrius, v'efshad demurta lahargo al yidei nachri, right? Some of those, that's what I'll allow you to do, but he doesn't give more than that. Okay. Vaita. We continue now with the next Mishnah. Metaltelin ner chadash avalo yashon. A person is allowed to be metaltel a ner. I'm sorry, I skipped. Any osin before the last three lines. Thank you. Any osin ne menafishin ne menamuchan. You're not allowed to get benefit from this oil that dripped into the cup because it's not muchan. It's not prepared. Tana rabbanon. It's muksa. Moser Hashem et shebe ner v'shebe ka'ara asur. The leftover oil in the ner and the ka'ara is asur. Meaning, if I have a wick that's burning and then the wick goes out and there was still some oil left over, so that's asur. Why? Because that's muksa machmas isur. It was already set aside on Shabbos to be used for the flame. Just because there's some left over, I can't use it. It's already muksa machmas isur. For Rabbi Shimon matir, Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold a muksa machmas isur. It is mutter. There's a lot to talk about here, but let's wait. The Gemara is going to quote this again a little bit later on the Amid, and then we'll talk about it there. So first we'll continue. Metaltel a ner chadash avalo yashan. A person is allowed to be metaltel a ner chadash. What's a ner chadash? Remember in the olden days they had certain types of little containers that held oil and a wick stuck out of it. That's what you use for a ner. So you're allowed to move a ner chadash. What does that mean? A ner that was never used yet. It's a ner, but you never used it yet. You're allowed to move that on Shabbos because it's not disgusting. It didn't get dripped on. It's made out of cheres, but it didn't get melt and get disgusting. So you're allowed to move it. Right? Even though it's roy, you can use it for an air, but you would never use it before. It's not muksa machmas. It was never lit yet. It wasn't lit at Benash Masha, so it's not muksa machmas isser. And it's not what's called muksa machmas mius because of disgusting, because it was never used. Avalo yashan, but you can't use an old one. You can't move an old one. Why? Because that's what's called muksa machmas mius. It's muksa because it's disgusting. So it's totally out of my mindset when Shabbos started. I have no idea. I had no mind to use it. So muksa machmas mius, anything disgusting that doesn't have a use on Shabbos, might be called muksa machmas mius. There is a heter that before we get to that. So why is it also the language of the Pnei Yeshua is it loses its shame kli. It has no use, so it loses its shame kli. Period. You can't move it at all. There are some Rishonim, the Rashbam, Maseches Beitza says I don't want to go that far. Right? It's a muksa, but it could be that you're allowed to move it. Right? Let's talk Guvel Sarach Makomo, similar to a muksa, similar to a kli shemato leisser. Either way, it's off limits at least lachanchila for muksa machmas bias. We have mentioned in the past the heter was called graf shel rei. If I have something dirty or disgusting that's useless, but it's in the middle of my property, if I changed a baby and I have a dirty diaper in my living room, that's muksa. Muksa machmas bias. The answer is you can pick it up. You can throw it in the garbage. Because that's the heter of graf shel rei. Chazal were not moking their laws of muksa in a case where it is something disgusting in your living room. When the garbage is full, you're allowed to take out the garbage to outside, as long as you don't knot it. Why? Because, again, the heter of graf shel rei, it's in my kitchen, it's in my living room, and I want to remove it. So yeah, that's a heter, but it's still make or dim. Step one is that it's muksa, because a muksa machmas mi'us. That's the Tanakama. You're allowed to move an er chadash, not an er yashan. Rabbi Shimon Omer, call an eris betalitzlin. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's all mutter. Why? Because Rabbi Shimon allows muksa machmas mias. He doesn't hold a muksa machmas mias. This is Rabbi Shimon who has less muksas. Chutz, what's the only thing I'll give you that's aser, says Rabbi Shimon? Chutz min haner hadolik b'Shabbos. Except which a candle that is lit on Shabbos. Why is that aser? So Rashi here quotes because of Shema Yechabe. If you move a light, you know, you might come to make it go out a little bit earlier. A little difficult, I want to point out, because later on, in Daf Mem Zayin, the Gemara's maskana for this reason is that it's a basis. It's a basis. Okay, why Rashi's quotes the Havamina is not for now. We continue though now. Says the Gemara. Gemara metatel ner chadash, avalo yashan divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're allowed to be metatel ner chadash, but not a yashan, because a muksa machmas mias. Rabbi Meir Omer, kol haneris metaltalin. You're allowed to be metaltal all chutzman haner shehid likub over Shabbos, except for a candle that had been lit on Shabbos. even if it's not lit anymore. But it had been lit, so it was already Muksa Machmas Isser. That is Rebbe Meir. So Rebbe Meir does not hold a Muksa Machmas Mius, but does hold a Muksa Machmas Isser. Rebbe Shimon Omer, both of those are Mutter. Chutz min haner hadolek b'Shabbos. The only thing you're not allowed to move according to Rebbe Shimon is the ner while it is lit. Kavsa mutla taltala, but once it gets extinguished, then you're allowed to be mutalta lit. Three shitas. Aval kos karav ashashis lo yazizim im koman. But Reb Shimon agrees by kos karav ashashis, by a cup or a bowl, ashashis is a big kos that you're not allowed to move, even if it went out. We'll have to see in the Gemara later on why Reb Shimon would agree here. Reb Leizer, Reb Shimon Omer, mistapik bin haner hakaber. Literally, it sounds like this means you're allowed to take out oil from a candle that is going out. Hakabeh. A candle that is going out. Rashi. Kiva the kabeh v'holeich. It's going out, so there's no kibbutz if you take out oil from that. Wow. So Reb Shimon says you're allowed to take out oil from a candle that is going out, or from shemen that's dripping. Afilu b'shash ha'ner dolek. Even while the candle is lit. Period. That's the end of the brisa. Stop there for a minute. So Rashi says, while it's still lit, why is that? Why is that? It's already going out. So one has to say something for Rashi, like, the whole point, what's the whole issur of taking oil out of a candle? So that's not directly extinguishing it. Directly extinguishing something, even if it's on its way out, that's kibui. But that's gram kibui. It's causing it to go out sooner because I'm taking oil out. So it must be Tzorach Lomar, according to Rashi's explanation of this Tana, of this opinion, that if it's already on its way out, then you're not really causing anything. Taking out oil is about to go out anyway. So there's no hasting, there's no Gram Kibui when it's already going out. The Ritva, though, can't fathom that this is true. The Ritva says, if it's lit, it's lit. It doesn't matter if it's going out. V'lonihira, v'yahimi shem Gram Kibui, yu'asa l'devri akol. Says the Ritva, what it means here is it just went out. What he means is it just went out. And the chiddush of his opinion is the second part. When it says, Shemen metaftek, afilu b'shosh aner dolik, that means the oil that's already dripped out. And that oil that's already dripped out, so that you're allowed to use even though the candle is still lit. That's the chiddush. You might say that everything is off limits until the candle goes out. Says the Ritva, no, that's the chiddush. The chiddush is that you're allowed to be metaltal, the oil that already dripped out even while it's lit, but the last line of his statement is not going back on the first line, because we're talking about a candle that already went out in the first line. Good. Amar Abaya, Reb Eliezer, Reb Shimon, this last opinion, Savar lar kavua b'chadu, paligal b'chadu. He holds like his father, Reb Shimon, in one way, and he argues on him in another way. Savar lar kavua b'chadu, he holds like him in one way, to less lay muksa. He doesn't hold the muksa, doesn't hold of all of these muksas, the muksa machmas isser, muksa machmas mias. He holds like him in that way. U paligal b'chadu, but then he's even more makel than him. Tilu avua savar kava in lo kabalo. His father, earlier in the brisa, held only once it goes out could you partake. The Iu Savar Avagav de Lokaba, and he holds even if it didn't go out yet. Fine. But the last line of Reb Shimon, Aval Koskar Vashashis, Lo Yizizimim Koman. But he agreed. By Koskar Vashashis, those are Muksa even after. These are large Kalim, even after it goes out. Why? Maishnahani, Amar Ula, Sefas on Reb Yehuda. So Ula says, no, that last line is going like Reb Yehuda's opinion. So Maskavar Marzucha, Iachi Mayavol. No, it doesn't make sense. Reb Shimon's talking, and he says, all this is mutter, but these are aser. What's the avol if it's a different opinion? Ela Amar Marzutra, the old Reb Shimon knows Reb Shimon's opinion, who doesn't hold of most muksas. But what's going on here? V'chikashari Reb Shimon b'ner zuta, the daiti lovi. Even Reb Shimon, by the candle case, only allows you by a small candle where your da'as is to mibod yom, that you think it's going to go out, there's going to be oil left over, and I'm going to use it. Avalhani dinafishilo, but these very large candles, you don't think it's going to go out at all. And therefore, you're maksif from your das. You don't have in mind at all to use these items, and therefore, to use the oil that's left over, so therefore, it's muksa, even according to Rabbi Shimon. V'hatanya, 1 minute. Rabbi Shimon agrees by large kalim, but didn't we learn up above? Moser Hashem and Sheba Nev Sheba Kara Aser. The leftover oil in the Nair and the Kara is Aser. Rabbi Shimon Matir, and he Matirs, and Kara's there. Kara was one of the ones that he said was Aser. So the answer is, there are two types of ka'aras. Hasam ka'ara dumya dener. Over there, it's a ka'ara that's dumya dener, which is small, and that's why he matters. Hacha ka'ara dumya dekos, which is large, period. Good. So now let's talk about this brisa for a minute that was quoted twice on this Amud of Moser Hashem and Shebaner. So Reb Shimon allows you to leave, use the leftover oil that is left over after, that's left over after, after it goes out. It says Tosfos in Shebaner, V'achra Shabbos Mutar, Afilu Reb Yehuda. On Shabbos, Reb Shimon says you could use it because there's no Muksam Akwas Isser. And after Shabbos, Reb Yehuda says, V'achanami, Tanya L'kamon. And that's what it says later on. Noi Sukkah, Asulus Topic. Mehen on Mosi Yontif Achron. Ava Basar Achashari after Yontif is Mutter. Vikashalari in Yonati Yoma. It's Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Vikashalari the Maishna Miner Chanukah. Why leftover Shabbos oil are you allowed to use? But leftover Chanukah oil is Asur. Ditanya Kabbalel Rishon Mosif Alabalel Base. Umabik Bo. If it's leftover on the first night, you can use it the second night. Third night, fourth night, continue. Kabbalel Ches. Osala Madura Befrey Atzmo, on Lel Ches, what are you allowed to do? You're not allowed to use it. You can't after day 8, even after Chanukah. You're not allowed to use it. Right? Rabbi Shehuk Salam Mitzvaso is ready hookah Salam Mitzvaso. Right? You burn it with the chametz. We mentioned some people do. So why is Chanukah different? V'yomeri, a great line, which is part of a larger topic. Diner Chanukah, ikara lo lahana asoba, elo for sume nisa. We light ner Chanukah candles because of persume nisa. Umishum chavivusa dines, eno mitzapa sheyachabe. Because of the beloved nature of the mitzvah of ner Chanukah, it's totally out of my mind. All this oil is for the mitzvah. I have no kavana. I have no kavana to be to take out any of the oil. El amaksa legarmi lemitzvah. Amaksa it totally lemitzvah, and therefore that's why it's totally out of my mind. Avol ner Shabbos lanasoba, but ner Shabbos I dafka use, and I'm looking forward to using what's left. So therefore, yoshevu mitzapa shiachabe. I sit and I wait and I expect it to be mechube, and therefore that's the difference between Shabbos and Chanukah. Good. So this is a huge issue. Again, we've had shiurim on this in the past years, just to mention a couple of sources. The idea of chavivus hamitzvah de ner Chanukah, the beloved nature of ner Chanukah, so that affects halacha. Unbelievable. That affects halacha right here. Where else do we see this? This comes up in Maseches Sukkah. And it comes up in a couple of places, just to quote you one or two places. Where else? Three cases where the Rishonim use Chavivusa Denes. Tosas uses it right here in Shabbos Mem Dalet. Where else? The Gemara Maseches Sukkah on Daf Mem Vav. Where we know the only mitzvah that has a Birchas Haro'eh is Ner Chanukah. If I'm not going to light Chanukah candles one night, and I'm going to see Shabbos Chanukah candles, I make a bracha. I make a bracha on Shas and Isim, and on the first night I might even say Shechianu. So it says Tosfos there in Sukkah Mem Vav. Bishar mitzvahs kagon alul v'sukkah lo takinu levarech l'roeh. El agave ner Chanukah mishum chavivus hanes. That's it. Chavivus hanes is why I make a, there's a birchas haroeh dafka by ner Chanukah. So that's why the leftover oil is usher. That's why you make a birchas haroeh. And one more. The Rosh in Pesachim. In the first parak in Pesachim, all the Rishonim discuss the reasons for li and al. When do you have a nusach habracha of al natilas yadayim, al mikra megillah, and when do you have li hisatif batizis, etc. So all the different Rishonim have their rules, which explain about 80%, and then the other 20%, they have to come up with chidushim to fit into their rule. So the Rambam has his rule, and the Rush quotes a couple of opinions. So one of the dais is, the Rush quotes is the Riva. The Riva hayamachalik, this is Simin Yud in the first parak of Pesachim. Riva hayamachalik, the mitzvah de efshel la'asos al yedei shliach. If you could do the mitzvah with a shliach, and even if you do it yourself, you say al. It's the, on the mitzvah. Aval mitzvah shehi ba'atzmo, tzorech la'sosa, tzorech la'varech balameh. But a mitzvah that you need to do yourself, you say li. Good. That helps by many of the cases. But then he asks, what about al netila zulot? You can't do that with somebody else. L'fi sh'amim mevarech acher sh'yatzabu sh'kvar notel l'shech l'varech lito mishom d'laba mashra. Okay, talks about the chiddush of lulav. Ula havlik ner shel Chanukah. Chanuk, you could do through a shliach. You should say al havlak is ner Chanukah. Why do you say la havlik? Avagat eshel asos ayde shliach. Urcha de milsehu shekol adam malik mebeso. Even though you can use a shliach, nobody uses a shliach. Everybody lights in their house. Mipnei chavivus hanes. Because of chavivus hanes, that is why people don't rely on the shliach, they write it themselves, and that is enough to allow you to say li. That is three Rishonim. Tosfos here, Shabbos Mem Dalet, Sukkah Mem Vav, and the Rosh in Aleph Yud Psachim. Chavivus Hanes of Ner Chanukah, the beloved nature of Ner Chanukah, the mitzvah that shows that there's Hashras Hashchina in the Beis Hamikdash. It shows that Hashem loves us. Remember, we had the Rabbi Yosef Engel earlier, and the Pnei Yeshua, in the Sukkah Gemaras, and Avchafal from a Beis. Why do we even need the Nes? Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. And the Pnei Yeshua said that you're right, we didn't need the Nes. But Hashem wanted to show that He loved us. So He did a Nes for us, even though we didn't need it. So that's what Chanukah is all about. So that's what this Gemara is saying. The Hashkafa integrating into the Halacha. Three examples where we see the Chavivus HaNes. So one of the Achronim suggests that maybe that could also answer the question of the Achronim. Why Rabbi Yehuda Anasi didn't put Inyanei Chanukah in the Mishnah? Chanukah is mentioned, I think, six places in Shas, just Derech Agav. Baba Kama, and Bikurim, and Megillah, about the laning. But you don't have Hilchos Chanukah anywhere. So all in the Brises in the Mesechus Shabbos. Why isn't it in Mishnayos? So there are a number of answers given, but one of them is suggested that the Rambam says in the Pirush of Mishnayos in Menachos, in the fourth Perek, that, similar question, why aren't Hilchos Tefillin, or Tzitzis, or Mezuzah, why aren't those mentioned in Mishnayos? You just have little things, Derech Agav, says the Rambam, because those were so mefursam, and Yadua Lakol, and everybody did them with such alacrity, and they loved those mitzvos. So there was no chash, there was no hefter of you have to write it down because people are going to forget it. So you didn't write it. So maybe, some suggest, based on this Chavivus Hanes principle, I saw the Shalmei Toda mentions this, that maybe that's why it's not in Mishnayos either, because it was so prevalent that everybody loved Chanukah, even though it's only 8 days, unlike the other mitzvahs, which are every day, but says the Shalmei Toda that maybe that's why it's not mentioned in Mishnayos, because it's so prevalent. Okay. Let's continue. Amar Abzeir, second to last skinny line. Pamoche Likabo B'Shabbos. If you have a lantern, a lamp that you lit on Shabbos. L'divre, so now we are getting into the issues of, it's not disgusting, but what is metal? So it's a metal light that you lit. So, L'divre Hamatir Asr, to the one who matired before, the one who did not hold a Muksa Machmas Mius, Asr, he would Asr here because he holds a Muksa Machmas Isr. And the one who held a Muksa Machmas Mias earlier, Rabbi Yehuda, matters here, he doesn't hold a Muksa Machmas Isser. Really? Rabbi Yehuda, Muksa Machmas Mias Islay, Muksa Machmas Isser Leslay, Rabbi Yehuda does not hold a Muksa Machmas Isser? Vatani, that's not true. The Brisa says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Haner Shel Matachas Metaltalin, Chutzman Haner Shel Ligabo B'Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you lit from this candle from this light on Shabbos, it's Usser. So you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to move it. Once it was lit on Shabbos, you see, he holds a Muksa Machmas Isser. So it's that you don't switch the Shitas. You're right. Amar Reb Zera, what Reb Zera really meant to say was that there's only a machlokets about Muksa Machmas Mias. But Muksa Machmas Isser, they both agree to. Pamoch Yedliko Allah B'Shabbos, Divrei HaKol Asser. Lo Yedliko Allah Divrei HaKol Mutter. Everybody agrees that if it was lit already, it's Asser because of Muksa Machmas Isser. And if it was not lit, everybody agrees Mutter because it's not disgusting. And it is Divrei HaKol, it is Mutter. Good. And you don't hold of hazmana. You don't hold of just of designating it would be enough. Good. We continue. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi, mita sheyichda lamaos asalataltala, a bed, a couch that you designated. You're going to put your money on there. You're not allowed to move it. You're not allowed to move it. Rashi says sheyichda lamaos mitzara bahazmana. It's already asur ba'alma v'yavishli lo niyachalem eolam. Even though you never put money on there. It's usher. It's usher automatically. Meisver of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Matatala Ner Chadash, Avalo Yashan. 1 minute of Nachman Yitzchak says, you're allowed to be Matatala Ner Chadash, but you're not allowed to be Matatala Ner Yashan. What does that sound like? Only a Ner that was actually used. It was used already. So, Ma Ner. If a Ner, Delahachi Avida, by a Ner, which is made to be a Ner, Kilo Hidlik Bashar Ilatatula, and yet if you just designated it, Smashbar from the Brisa, if you just designated it, wouldn't be good enough, you have to actually use it to Aser it, Mita, Delav Lahachi Avida, Lakoshakain, so surely a Mita, which is not made to put money on, so surely Hasmana shouldn't be good enough, it should be that you put money on there actually. So, Yidmar Hachi Yidmar, you're right. Amar Rav Yudam Arav, Mita Sheyichta Lama'os, a Mita that you were designated for money. He Niach Aleha Ma'os Asala Taltala. If you actually put money on there, so now it has the status of a money bed, and Asala Taltala. You can't move it, it's Muksa. Lo He Niach Aleha Ma'os, Mutala Taltala. If you never used it, you never used it, so you're allowed to be Mataltala, because Asman is not enough. Lo Yichta Lama'os, if you did not designate it for money, you just happen to have money on it there at some point, So it depends. Yeshaleh amos asal atal. While it has money on there, it's usher to move, because it's a buses. Ein aleh amos mutter latal tzlif. If it does not have money on there, it's mutter to move, because it's not a buses. V'hu shelo haya aleha ben hashmashos. As long as the money wasn't there, all of ben hashmashos, as we had yesterday, the concept of amigo diskatsoi ben hashmashos, period. Interesting, the Rama writes this, quotes this halacha in Simin Shin Yud, Siv Zayin. The Rama says, asur latal tel kis shel maos, afal bishahoti amos menem bibod yom. You're not, let's say you have a money purse, and let's say the money purse is empty. It was empty when Shabbos started. You're not allowed to move this money purse. Let's say you have a wallet that you've already used for muksa items. Even if the wallet's empty, you can't use it. Unless you designated it before Shabbos. LMK, the Rama says, asa b'maisa, shepsach olamata, if you made a hole in it. Did a maisa. Because you did a maisa to make this muksa, says the Rama, you have to do a maisa to make this not muksa. The Vilna Gaon, right here on the Shulchan Aruch, de maisa zu mevatel hamachshava diyichud, va maisa sha'asa b'meikara shiniach b'mos. You need an action to uproot it, because that is what made it muksa. It became muksa with a maisa, so it has to be uprooted with a maisa. That is what the Rama quotes, and the Gra explains there. Says the Gemara, Amar Ula, is that really true? Masiv Rebeliezer. Rebeliezer asked from the following Mishnah in Meseches, Kalin, Mukhni Shalah, when you're talking about a wagon, and we'll go with Rashi Pshat, Rashi's Mukhni is an ofan, you have a wheel of a wagon. Bizman Shehinishmetas, if it's detachable, Ein Chibrala, so it's not considered connected for Tuma purposes. Meaning, you could take the wheel off, so if the wagon becomes Tame, the wheel doesn't become Tame, it's considered a separate unit. The Ein Nimdedesima, and also you don't measure it with it. Meaning, there's a certain measurement of a kli, and if a kli is so large that if it would be full, you wouldn't be able to move it, so it doesn't have the status of a kli anymore. It has the status of mechubal karka. Rashi quotes, a kli eta machzik mem sa balach, 40 sa of liquid, which are two karbiyavish tar, it's not makabal tuma because it's so huge. So the wheel, if it's detachable, is not measured along with the wagon. Vein matzelis ima v'ol ames. What does that mean? Rashi explains, and others explain, if the wagon is going over a mace, so if the wagon is very wide, so it protects what's over it, so that what's above it doesn't become tummy, because it's a protection of the ohel. But the wheel is a separate item. So something that's on the wheel, for example, if something's on top of the wheel, so then it would become tummy. Then gor no sab Shabbos, and also you're not allowed to roll in on Shabbos, bizman sheyesh alamos, if there's money on it. Why? Because the muchni is a buses to the money. So 1 second. Ha'ein ala mo'os sharya, mashma, only while money is there. But if there no money is not on there, it's mutter. Avagat avi ala ben ashmashas. Mashma, that even if it was there ben ashmashas, it would be mutter. So the Gemara says, no, ha'hi rib shimini, delesle muksa. Rib Shimon doesn't hold of that migu that's got soy principle by these muksas. Forever. Rav grab you the spirale. Rav, who we have been talking about up above, review them, Rav. Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that there is muksa. So don't ask me a kasha from that Mishnah. That Mishnah is going like Rabbi Shimon. Rav would go like Rabbi Yehuda. Just two other ha'aras. The Rama here, interesting, discusses, what if somebody has money in their pocket? What do you consider a pocket? The Achronim, the Beis Yosef already, and others, point out there are two types of pockets we have. We have like pockets of our pants, which are loosely hanging, just the top is sewed in, and then let's say a shirt pocket. A shirt pocket is more chamor than a pants pocket, because that's hanging loosely. So, Rama, we're not getting into the details right now, but the Rama here discusses, if you have money that was in there, or money that was not in, right, talks about what the halacha is, there are more kulas by the pants type of pocket, because it's not directly moving it. Number one. Number two, just once we're talking about wheels, just end with this, the Chashuke Chemin here again talks about a very interesting case. Is there an isser to let out air of a tire on Shabbos? The case was as follows. There was a guy that, there was a lot of theft of cars in the neighborhood. So every night before he went to sleep, he let the air out of one of his tires, and the next morning he filled it up again, and he had a manual pump. And one time, before Shabbos, he forgot to do it. So he wanted to know on Friday night, could he let the air out of his tires? So three questions were asked. And he basically said, number one, can he let the air out of his tires? Is there any problem? Number one, so he's Rav Zilberstein said it's an issue of soser. Number one. Number two, it's tiltul muksa. It's muksa. You're moving the tire. Number three, those are the two. Then he said, okay, follow-up question. Can I tie a string to the car that's connected to a glass bottle in my room? So if somebody, the car starts, whatever, moving and this and that, the glass bottle will break and I'll, so are you allowed to do that? Or he says, am I allowed to put a lock on the wheel without moving the wheel? So again, these are all issues of litzarech davar ha'asur. Are you allowed to do something? Which we mentioned yesterday. Are you touching it? Are you not touching it? You put something around it. fascinating issues coming up with wheels. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ez Hashem, we'll continue, Be'ez Hashem, on with Daf Mem Vav. Mem Hey is up already. We'll continue with Daf Mem Vav next time.